Welcome on this Friday morning. Justin Blackwell in for Mark Loschak. Going to be another nice fall day. Sunshine getting up to a high of 12 degrees. Tamara Cherry in once again for Evan Bray. And Tamara, how about those Blue Jays last night? I know you were watching.
I wasn't watching.
What? The only person in Canada not watching the ball game yesterday.
Justin, I support the Blue Jays. I love the Blue Jays. My late grandfather was the biggest Blue Jays fan, and I used to go watch the Blue Jays when I lived in Toronto for the $10 500 seats and the $1 red hots. But I'm just not a bandwagon person. I'm living vicariously through my brother, who's really into this run right now. So go Jays! I mean, let's go Blue Jays, Blue Jays, let's go, let's play ball. I know the songs, but I just don't watch them.
Sorry. There we go. Yeah, it is a fun time. Before I let you go, Tamara, being a crime reporter, Prime Minister Mark Carney yesterday saying his government will introduce a bill that will make bail more difficult for a half dozen violent and organized crime offenses. That includes human trafficking, sexual assault. So your thoughts when you heard that yesterday?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I was in Vancouver last week for the BOLO program's top 25 most wanted fugitives. And so many of the guys who are on that list were on some sort of release when they committed a crime or were missing because they were serving their sentence on parole in the community after committing some violent offense, and then they couldn't find them. So I was having a lot of these conversations last week with police officers from across Canada. This will absolutely be celebrated today by many law enforcement across Canada. Of course, we always want to make sure, though, that when we hear these announcements from the government, like, are you also tackling it from all the different sides? Because it cannot just be about putting people behind bars. And you know what? I'm going to point out one other thing, Justin. During the pandemic, there were a lot of people getting let out on bail because they didn't want the overcrowding in the detention centers, the provincial jails that where people typically spend their time as they await trial. Those detention centers are always overcrowded. Speaking from my experience reporting out in Ontario, like regular job action at one holding center in particular because it's so overcrowded. So I think it's interesting because I think law enforcement is going to be really happy about this. Corrections, maybe not so much, but I'm going to be speaking with the union head for the RCMP on the Evan Bray Show today, and I'm really interested to hear some of his takes on this.
All right, Tamara, have a great show, have a great weekend, and we'll chat again soon.
Go Jays, Justin! Go Jays and Justin!
Absolutely. Tamara Cherry in once again for Evan Bray, coming up at 8:30.